Earlier today in Edinburgh, Scotland for a People's Vote, which is campaigning for a UK-wide referendum with the option of remaining in the EU, held a cross-party news conference in order to express their growing confidence that a People's Vote can be achieved. The speakers were Kezia Dugdale, MSP, and Andy Whiteman, Christine Jordan, MP, and Tommy Shepherd. The event was chaired by John Edward, the former head of the European Parliament Office in Scotland, who opened the event.
We were here on the 1st of November when we launched the People's Vote officially in Scotland. And what we're here to do today is really to reinforce the importance of that vote, expressing a growing confidence that one should happen and it can happen. And as you can see, I'm flanked by a broad sweep of political support on that. We have two Edinburgh MPs and two Lothian MSPs from four different parties. I think it's important to stress the moment now. Obviously, there's a lot going on at Westminster, both in Brexit terms and in other terms, but it's important that we keep a focus on the people's vote as being realistically the only viable alternative to whatever deal the House of Commons may or may not come up with. No deal is not an option. No one has ever offered no deal back in 2016. And if we look at what's happened in Scotland, even since we launched the campaign in November, you have a vote of the Scottish Parliament supporting a people's vote. You have every local authority in Scotland supporting a people's vote. You have three quarters of Scotland MPs supporting a people's vote. And a poll of polls only yesterday showed that 111 out of 121 recent polls supported a Remain vote in the UK as well. So we feel very much that the impetus and the initiative is with us, and we want to build on that here today. I'm going to say no more than that, and I'm going to pass on to my colleagues, and we're doing it in a very strictly alphabetical order. So first, Kezia Dugdale for the Labour Party.
Morning, folks. I've been a long-standing supporter of the People's Vote campaign, and I believe it's more likely now than it ever has been, and I'll tell you why in a second. But first and foremost, I just want to remind people about how bad I believe, and I believe the evidence demonstrates, Brexit's going to be for Scotland's economy and for jobs. That's the main reason I'm against Brexit, and why I've been campaigning for a people's vote for well over a year now, long before it was cool. I think the evidence for Brexit being bad is compelling, and I think it's my duty as an MSP first and foremost to protect jobs and the interests of people in the constituencies that I represent, which is why I'm here today proudly as a Labour MSP. The arguments that you hear against the people's vote increasingly are, well, there's not a Commons majority for it, how practical is it? And I think when you look at the votes in the House of Commons recently and you see the Theresa May's deal has been rejected and indeed no deal has been rejected, then I don't think it's logical to argue that you have to be against the people's vote because the majority isn't currently there in the House of Commons. Our job here today collectively is to demonstrate that there is increasing public support for a people's vote, there's increasing support for it amongst the Labour Party and amongst the Labour Party parliamentarians, and I hope that that will continue to grow so that we can achieve a people's vote and put it to the people and let them have the final say over Brexit. I'll pass over.
Well, that for the comment, Christine?
Thank you. Well, like Kezia, I have been campaigning for a final vote on the deal for a long time, actually since shortly after the referendum when the Liberal Democrats came out and said any deal has to go back to the country to give you and I the right to say whether or not this deal is what we wanted or not. And we now find ourselves in a situation where the Commons logjam has been referred to, going back to the people, maybe Theresa May's opportunity to break that logjam. And if I think if I had the opportunity again this week to ask her one question, it would be, why don't you take that opportunity? Why don't you take the chance to go back to the people who now know that the picture when, you know, if we leave the EU will be very different from the one that was painted by the Leave campaign. It will be massively damaging for our economy. The government are stockpiling foods, talking about shortages of medicines. The people deserve the chance to say yes or no to this deal. And for the government, it might break the logjam in Parliament and allow us all to move on and sort out the mess which this division in the Conservative Party has gotten us all into.
Tommy Shepherd?
Well, we have a very weird situation. We have a government that is pushing forward the policies which it knows will impoverish the people that it represents. And we now have a situation where the government is doing that in the full knowledge that the people, as expressed in opinion poll after opinion poll, do not want it. And their only justification for doing so is a mandate from 2016, a very narrow mandate that they received in the EU referendum. And I think the message we need to send out is that in a democracy, people have the right to change their minds. Now, you can't go changing your mind every week, and you need to justify the circumstances on which you can have the question put again. But it seems to me that because of the enormous change of circumstances and knowing what we know now, which we did not know then, because of the change of public opinion and because of the inability of Parliament to move forward in this matter, the only thing that can now save this government from itself is putting the question back to the people in a people's vote. And that is why the SNP are happy to join a multi-party campaign. Between us, we represent, I guess, three quarters of Scottish public opinion, possibly even more. And we are united today in saying that this question must be put back to the people. So no matter what shenanigans take place over the coming weeks in Parliament, and I cannot predict what will happen, the ultimate end point of that is that the decision has to go back to the people. And I think without doing that, we will end up in a situation of collective regret in this country and impoverishment and misery.
And last but not least, Andy.
Thanks very much. I'm very proud to be here this morning with my colleagues from across the political spectrum. The Scottish Green Party is a part of a European family of Green Parties. Actually, when the European Parliament was established, we established a European Green Party, thinking there would be parties that were pan-European contesting seats. That never happened, but we've got a long and proud tradition of working with sister parties right across Europe. And we believe very passionately that we need a collaborative and a cooperative Europe. I think we're probably all agreed on that, to advance human rights, to embed democracy, to tackle the big things that face us, the big challenges like climate change, etc. And the 2016 referendum, in our view, was not advanced, was not held with a view to debating the merits of cooperation across Europe. It was held in order to attempt to heal divisions in the Conservative Party. And what's become apparent over the last 2.5 years is that those divisions have continued, and that the decisions that are being made today by the Prime Minister are not in the interest of the country as a whole, but are being heavily constrained and guided by the narrow partisan interests of parts of her party. And we believe that's not in the interests of the people of this country. And all of us as politicians, from whatever party, from whatever tradition, sitting in whatever parliament, ultimately, as Kezia said earlier, have a duty to the electorate here. And the election that was held, the referendum that was held in 2016, was not a well-informed referendum. We know there was criminality involved, etc. But more than any of that, we know now, 2 years later, much, much more than we did then. And given the crisis that we now face, we're 40 days away from leaving the European Union, the biggest constitutional decision this country will have taken for a very, very long time, it's imperative that the people who stand to suffer most from a chaotic Brexit, or indeed any Brexit, have the chance to voice their opinion once again as to whether we should, in fact, leave the European Union or remain. And that's why I think, as do my colleagues, that we do need another referendum to settle that question.
You can read the full-length version of this story and, of course, all our other stories online at www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.